Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. An investigative archaeologist, Harry Moskoff, says that the Ark of the Covenant is the source of all prophetic truth. That's the headline. David James comes to these microphones in just a moment to contradict that claim.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And Moskoff makes some claims about the Ark that not only have no biblical support, but actually they seem to go directly against Scripture. For example, he says, and we quote, "The Ark is directly responsible for the advent of God's Word in this world." And another quote, "There can be no prophecy without the Holy Ark playing a central role." Your response, David?
I would say, as I've looked into some of Moskov's work, he does agree that the Ark currently is under the Temple Mount. So he has done apparently some good research and probably has gone to some of the same rabbis that you have. But when it comes to his handling of Scripture, one of the things that we need to note is what he calls Scripture is not just the Word of God that we would call the Old Testament. He also refers to, as I've read his writings, the Talmud, which is the oral tradition of the rabbis, as well as the interpretation of that tradition and the debates and all of this that has gone on for over 2,000 years. And so he appeals to those as Scripture as well. Also, he gives almost magical qualities to the Ark of the Covenant. He says that prophecy actually went from God, went through the cherubim, emanated, and then out through the door of the tabernacle. He attributes to the Ark almost magical properties. Another thing is, we remember that the Ark of the Covenant was built somewhere around 1445, 1446 BC, but there are thousands of years of Earth history before that, and we know that the first prophecy and the Word of God is Genesis 3:15, which promises the coming of a Redeemer. We also have God's revelation and prophecies to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, also to Noah. So there are prophecies long before the Ark of the Covenant came into being. So in order to sensationalize, he is attributing things to the Ark that simply are unbiblical.
David James with the reason that Bible prophecy does not come from the Ark of the Covenant. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David James gave us some facts about Bible prophecy and its origins. And the conclusion was that Bible prophecy does not come from the Ark of the Covenant. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says that all Scripture, including Bible prophecy, is God-breathed, given by inspiration of God. 2 Peter 1:21 says that prophecy came not by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Peter also, in his second epistle, told us that we have a more sure word of prophecy. It's the Bible. We must study God's prophetic word to know His plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...